This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Yo, what's up? The Three Horsemen Show. Big Easy, T.O., Corey, gentlemen, how goes it?
Great, man. Great.
I'm going.
He and I are about as good as Alberto Del Rio.
Everybody's better than him right now, I'd say. I'd say he's not in a good space.
Tell me the story of Alberto Del Rio.
Well, I will as soon as we get through a couple things. We're coming to you. Well,
I'll be back then.
All the way from lineupmedia.fm. Check out the website, lineupmedia.fm. We've got a podcast for anything you can think of. We've got UFC and MMA. T.O.'s been doing a story time with Uncle Creepy with Ian McCall.
Yes, yes.
It's a good one.
It's good.
Also, we've got American Animals with Eric Apple. Right?
I think so, yeah.
Big E, you're a part of Surreal Talk.
Yeah, I do Surreal Talk on this other show, Three Horsemen, which I'm really fond of.
Yeah, that's the one you're on right now.
Oh, that's this one?
I feel like I'm not very loud, by the way.
You sound okay to me.
You're good.
Oh, good. And we're a local St. Louis show. We've got shows for the Blues and Cardinals. We've got shows about the Dallas Cowboys. So if you're a Cowboys fan, if you're delusional.
Seven of eight of you out there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we've got things for geeks and nerds, Geek Grab Bag, Next Gen Nerds. We've got Follow the Sound with Brian, our producer, who's left.
Speaking of nerds.
Get out of here.
Should have heard this moron talking about flight paths yesterday from 9/11.
Yeah, but this isn't the 9/11 flight show.
No, nope,
so.
But I'm going to start one.
You want to be on our 9/11 annual this year? On this?
Oh, yeah.
Surreal Talk?
I'll be there, sir.
We're going to make it an annual thing this year.
Have fun doing that.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, are we going to do a Montreal screw job when it comes to it?
There's not a lot to that, I guess. I mean,
well, it'll be our old school show.
Might as well, then.
Yeah.
I mean, how long do you think we can get out of it? Hour, maybe?
Depends how many times I can shake your faith in wrestling as I did the last time we talked about it.
That's a good point. Let's do it. We'll set it up.
Right.
I'll have my people talk to your people, which are the same, me.
Yeah, we'll that's actually us, yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We've never done a West Memphis 3 either.
Yeah, I still haven't got into that topic yet.
Telling you.
Was that right before they became the Four Horsemen?
No.
No, that was our name before we became the Three Horsemen. We were the West Memphis Three. Now we're the Three Horsemen. Yeah. Next time, who knows?
West Memphis Three is about Fabulous Jackie Fargo creating the Fabulous Ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's a joke. Anyway, lineupmedia.fm. If you're checking us out on YouTube, thank you. If not, check us out. Facebook.com/numeral3horsemanshow. Twitter.com/numeral3horsemanshow. YouTube.com/numeral3horsemanshow. Thanks for the stuff. And we answered questions last week, so if you've got questions, send them in. I actually had one that I forgot to cover, and it was about Sergeant Slaughter coming out to Kurt Angle's music before Angle was in the company. Remember how we've talked about generic music?
I thought you were going to say Sergeant Slaughter came out of the closet. I thought that's what you
missed
were
it.
Say.
And
I was reading a text message, and I just heard
like,
Sergeant Slaughter came
it.
Out.
I knew it.
I was like, what the fuck after all this time?
Did not go to the Terry Garvin School of Self-Defense. So.
The Cobra Commanders turned him gay.
You know what that reminds me of, if I can interject on here.
Wait a minute.
Something doesn't mean anything what we're talking about.
You can interject.
Was Cobra on G.I. Joe or not?
Cobra was on G.I. Joe.
Okay, yeah. I got it right then.
Yeah.
How about that? Go
Cobra.
Ahead.
But apparently there was heat between.
You guys can hear me.
Yeah, you sound good.
Perfect.
Okay.
$1 million.
Oh.
Ricky Morton had heat with Kevin Nash for a long ass time, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly on Ricky Morton's end.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually they get together in the, what was it, AWE? And
yeah.
they do a whole, you know, Angle in
that Ricky Morton payday.
Yeah. First it starts out as a tag team, and Diamond Dallas Page comes out like they're going to do a tag team. And then whoever the guy running the promotion, he comes out and shits all over Morton, or not Ricky Morton.
You can look this up on YouTube, by the way.
Ricky Steamboat.
No, Ricky Morton.
Oh.
And makes it a one-on-one match. And then out of nowhere, they got Ronnie Garvin as the special referee. Talk about out of nowhere with that.
Rugged Ronnie Garvin?
You don't know nothing about this?
Hands of stone. No, I've watched it. I just didn't realize that. I wasn't going to sit through that match.
I watched the shoot interviews with Kevin Nash just shitting all over the crackhead, as he calls him. Ricky Morton. Oh, man, it was bad.
They did an angle after that, remember?
That was all an angle.
Yeah. Was the whole thing an angle?
Kind of.
Well, I think it started
the
real
crackhead
heat.
Part was not an angle.
Yeah, I think it started with real heat, and then they figured working into it.
Morton and Gibson were trying to get a contract with WCW in 96. I vaguely remember the Rock and Roll Express coming in for a couple shots, but Jesus, they were past their prime by then. And I mean, they didn't really need them. They were all so geeked up and gassed up, all those guys, and you got fucking those two, who, I mean, can work. But back then,
they didn't exactly have workers in the business, and if they did, they got ran out.
Well, for the most part, first matches. Okay, so we've covered all our bases. Where do you guys want to start?
We got to start with Del Rio. This is.
First off, is there anything else going on in life that we need to update our listeners on?
Not my life. It sucks.
No old school show this week, by the way. We have to cover WCW 2000, 2001, and we're still not ready to do it because there's so much bullshit.
It was awesome. It was taking forever to get our thoughts together is what it is.
Right. So where do we want to start? You want to start with Del Rio?
Yeah.
El Patron and Page.
I mean, Page is the bigger story out of the two. Never thought that guy was worth a fuck.
So who's got the story? I mean, we can tell the story.
Yeah,
you want to tell the story?
No, you do it because you'll be more accurate.
Tell
I don't
the
want
story.
To get sued.
So they're in the airport.
Who?
Page and El Patron, Alberto, let's call him Alberto Del Rio, because for God's sake. Goes by, real name's Alberto Rodriguez, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good enough. Apparently, got in a dispute, and it had hit the news wires before anybody knew what was going on. And the way it was told at first was somebody was trying to take a picture of the two, and Del Rio went after the fan trying to take a picture without their knowledge. Then, because it was
a fan, right?
It was a female fan. And they spun it that way originally because they wouldn't say who they were investigating his domestic violence
Page
against.
Came out on Twitter, right, and said that the fan threw a drink.
Next part of the story, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Go.
So, yeah, she came out and said that they were sitting there, and a fan came up, tried taking a picture without their consent, and they actually got the police involved. She claimed that they got the police.
What a dick move.
On the lady that threw water at him, which none of that happened.
She was spinning the story that she had gotten bad news about a relative, which was true.
Sure.
And that she was upset, and the fan was trying to take a picture of him. That's what sparked the entire thing. Well, that eventually turned out not to be true. And the fan came out and said, and plus they got the audio. TMZ somehow picked up the audio. It's incredible, isn't it?
Microphone and camera every 5 foot in America.
So here's my question. How do they have audio? Because there's the audio online of the argument.
Right. CIA.
So do you think that was released but not the video because the cops are keeping that for now?
Could have just been somebody sat there, turned their phone on video, and set it down.
Yep. Because my first thought.
So all they have is the audio. And apparently I haven't heard it. I haven't listened to it. But he's pretty much, she says, you ruined my fucking career. Or something along those lines about her career.
He had been doing coke all weekend is what she is yelling, screaming. And
she's only like 22, ain't she?
And then he said that she has the coke in her bag. Check her bag.
Check her bag. I do not have the coke in my bag.
She's the one holding my coke.
Honorable boyfriend.
Alberto!
Did you ever see Blow? She reminds me of fucking Johnny Depp's wife in the movie Blow.
She's lost so much weight. Like, I saw a picture of when all this happened.
You don't have
I
that
went
from
to
cocaine.
Her Twitter. She doesn't look healthy. I mean, like, she used to be kind of toned and had some definition.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a smaller girl now. Yeah. And people do forget. I mean, like, she came here when she was 18 and was in NXT. That's when the video was, you know, thrown out there. But to me, and I've listened to a couple other podcasts, like, a lot of people have said, and even people close to her, like, he hasn't gotten over this fucking video coming out. He's known about the video for over a year, and apparently has just destroyed her confidence, which, the dude's 40-something fucking years old, and he's dating a 24-year-old,
way to go.
Or married to a 24-year-old.
Way to go, Alberto.
I mean,
he can do better. I mean, I'm not.
No, 100%. He's, I mean, good looking dude, has money.
Yeah.
But she's.
Well, let's,
what any normal 40, middle 40 year old man would
totally
want to be
agree.
Around a fucking 22 year old girl.
Totally agree.
Other than the fucker.
Here's the other part is that she is saying, you know, like you said, ruin my career, get away from me, just get away from me. Then her brother yesterday posts, I guess it was on Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah.
He's beat her, you know, this is going to end up with her dead. I know you're going to get mad, but I love you, saying it to his sister.
That's troubling shit when you see that kind of stuff.
And this is a wrestling family,
yeah.
A whole family, Biggie.
Like they get
this
it.
Is not like...
They get the life.
Similar to Machu Picchu and her whole family. I got you.
There Low you go.
Reference, bam.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to the Hearts, more like.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Brothers, father, mother, everybody's in the business.
They're carnies.
She grew up carny. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
she
carnies.
Grew up carny.
Yep.
So.
Do you think in a way they were kind of marks for Del Rio? That like our
no.
daughter's marrying him?
No.
Like, so you think they were against it from day one?
I don't know that you have any say. She's a grown woman at this point. She's traveling the world. It's not like she's traveling with her family.
She's probably supporting her family, to be honest.
No, they're making money.
Not, but
they hell, they run. I want to say they run an organization.
No, I know,
themselves,
but
and a school.
I mean, them doing that compared to what she's making, I'm sure she's buying gifts. Because when you're in a situation when you have a kid or a child that is, she's by no means a fucking prodigy, but she, at a young age, she
Ooh, I don't
starts
know.
Making a lot of fucking money.
She is a prodigy,
and she's on a fucking you know, a television show, and then it spins off. They have Total Divas that she's a main. Focal point of that show.
Yeah, but less people know that than
no. But I mean, she's doing all right. She's
oh,
not your
yeah.
fucking typical female wrestler. She's making what do you think?
Yeah,
250, 300, selling merchandise. So she's probably able to buy cars for the brother and do shit for her family.
I don't know about no.
Oh,
I totally disagree there.
I bet she's making every bit of that. She was.
Don't you 250 and 300? And you're buying people in your family cars,
dude.
Yeah, that's kind of reckless.
Guaranteed.
No, it's kind of fucking stupid. So I hope
yeah,
she's not doing
young
that.
But at a young age, 19 years old?
I think her family is smarter than that. I think they're more grounded around her than she is.
I don't know, man. I just seen, like, because I watch that show, and you can say it's scripted, but you can tell the personalities of the people on those shows.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know.
And she's very fucking naive and seems like she's, like a good person at
so
heart.
On a scripted show she seems naive
but at the same time she was a shit starter like she could push people's buttons like she it's
Tito
weird
sees
because
through the bullshit he
no
knows.
Like the shit's set up but you can
she's
see her personality
I think she's
up.
A joker if anything
to, yeah without a doubt but she's all whoa moving the table
well I, and by the same token, she's not grown up.
No, she fell in love with, I mean, like, legitimately, like, she's had, like, four different boyfriends throughout the course of that show. She is getting gangbanged.
She's fucking 20.
That's my point. That's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you. Then she comes in, this fucking, you know, when Del Rio came back, he's making $1.4 million a year with WWF.
Can't believe that.
It's
well,
amazing.
Although they he is doing promotion, if he is making that.
That's
so
what
he
his
was doing
salary
promo
was.
Down. He's doing the Mexican thing because he was there. What he was there one of two guys.
Fuck, he went over Cena at SummerSlam in his first match back.
Yeah,
and then he was doing that Combate USA, which was the MMA promotion. That
right, I remember that.
And they paid him $1 million to partner with them. I mean, the dude's made some money and is huge down there. But
is he saying he has a big dong? He's huge.
He's
down
huge
there?
Down there. Yeah.
This but, is yeah. But going
isn't this,
is
how everything goes though, Corey? Like when, like. 40-something-year-old guy starts dating a 22-year-old chick.
From what I understand.
Both semi-celebrity. Like, does it work out ever?
I don't know. It's not going to work out here. It's not going to end well.
So
this is not breaking them up.
Oh, no. No, this will make them stronger.
Yeah.
She already tried covering
on social
up with
media
the cops.
It'll make them stronger,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, and he's been suspended by Global Force, whatever the yeah. fuck it is.
Did you see the, and just to go back, you're talking about social media, popped into my head, where they were zooming in the pictures of her arms and the bruising she has on her, like, on her forearms and her wrists.
Photoshop.
Oh, boy, not heroin, huh?
No, being grabbed.
Eh.
Well, no, it's you can like you can tell.
Or other ways to bruise.
It's not. It's different though because they're like, you can tell it's from fucking hands. They're that big, and then the complaints of her being abused and all this. So like it's a you know.
E, what's your take?
Yeah, fuck I yeah.
I'm turning the channel if that's what's on. It sounds like E bullshit to me. You know what I mean? Who cares?
I think this is more real than anything because it's not getting picked up by anything but fucking wrestling sites and shit like that. It's not a huge...
To me, it just sounds like a couple people who had too much drugs and should not be together. I mean...
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
So is your bet that one Simple. Of them walks away or one of them harms the other one really bad?
This ends up with, you know... Not this isn't OJ Nicole, but this does not end up well.
Do you think it ends somebody out of a job?
I'd say she's already out of a job.
They still haven't fucking fired her.
I know. So she's still getting paid.
Just and they're saying she's like gonna return soon.
She was supposed to return last month, right?
And then the other crazy element to this is The Rock is almost done filming a movie about her family and her life. Focused around her. Does any of that make sense? Like, what is the story behind that? The Rock thinks, I'm going to make a movie about that. That's a really fucking captivating.
There's another tape you don't know about involving The Rock. During his marriage, she was underage, and that's why she's getting the movie about
her. Wow. Strong in the paint.
That's allegations that I cannot back up.
Oh.
No, but I mean, do you think Rock fucked her at some point in time?
Doubt it.
Me too. Are you insinuating The Rock is gay?
I've insinuated that before.
He has kids, right?
Oh, well, then never mind. If he's got kids, then he's not gay.
That ends the whole talk.
I was just making sure that you knew that. I hear that there's
So does John Travolta. That means he's not gay either.
I heard there's
So does Tom Cruise.
I've heard that there's these places you can go to.
So is Liberace.
Where a guy jacks you off?
No, those are glory holes. I'm talking about a place to where they can
you don't know if it's a guy
scare the gay
side.
Out of you.
Yeah.
Our vice president is a firm believer in this.
Boy, we're getting tongue-in-cheek as hell here.
I still say Trump's gay, but that's just me.
Oh, no way.
Okay. No, I'm not. It's huge.
That
it's
fucking guy's ego wouldn't let himself be gay.
Not with the whole grab him by the pussy speech.
Yeah. Okay.
You think it's a big subterfuge?
Yeah, just saying. This, though...
It's a big facade.
I don't know, and it's a shame. She's too stupid to get out or anything, and that's what's going to be the problem. But, you don't want another, like, Benoit Nancy thing.
You do not.
And I got a feeling that's probably what they're going to try and tell her. She's not going to listen to WWE, obviously. And if she doesn't go back, she's not going to listen to anybody. But, this has got natural disaster written all over it.
Yeah, it's some shit, man. You hate it, but I
Who can we set Paige up with? What wrestler?
Oh, I was like, Andrew's looking for somebody.
He's always looking
Andrew's
for somebody.
Andrew's in love. What are you talking about? Nah. Nard dog.
Nothing like talking about people nobody knows.
Tuna.
Everybody knows the tuna.
The tuna. Shit, I haven't even called him tuna.
No, but I mean, maybe Brad Maddox can get back in the wrestling game.
Oh, boy.
Xavier Woods. I don't know.
Is that you really think that's what's caused all this?
Probably. Dude, I mean, you can tell Del Rio's a fucking jerk off. I mean, egomaniac. Like... It's fucked up. Like, I mean, traditionally, Latino males are more aggressive and fucking more, that's my girl, more territorial, more passionate, you want to call it. I mean, like, that's,
sure.
You know, it's like.
They force their women to call them poppy.
She actually got that tattooed on her fucking ring finger.
No shit.
Or on her wrist
there
or something.
Go.
Yeah.
There you go.
But.
I mean, everybody knows that.
I mean, it's textbook. And. I mean, if you marry a chick, I mean, let's just put yourself in his shoes.
Okay, no.
And so you're told that there's a sex tape and it might be out there. It is out there, but it might be released. It might not be released.
It's over.
Being told about it and then actually seeing it in the world, two different fucking things. You might be able to tell yourself, like, yeah, you know, really? I'm all right with it, whatever.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you see two dudes balls deep in your wife all over the internet.
Before you were with her? I mean,
but still, like, I don't know, seeing man. It and.
Whatever I say. Fuck, you expect somebody not to have had sex before you?
I'm not saying that, but
not on film.
It's being filmed and fucking shared on Pornhub?
Yeah, I mean, oops. I don't know. I wouldn't hold it against nobody.
No, I understand, but you're, again, talking about this guy and an ego and being a public figure, her being a public figure, like. And
I
agree with you. Like, how would you be embarrassed by that? It didn't happen on your watch. You weren't dating her. Fuck, you might not even known her then.
For real. Your
What's
problem.
The deal? But, what you know, why be with her then? Who knows?
Why be with her? I don't know. You like her?
No, I'm just saying. It's just kind of
Why be with her? I don't know. I like her, man. That's
why you be with anybody? I mean.
But to do this shit in public.
Yeah, that's.
That's just thing. Fucking East Alton.
No,
number
that's
four.
Just
nice.
Plug, what's the site? Number four and what?
I don't know. Shout some shit. Roadsnacks.net.
She's not mentally. Roadsnacks.net. Check it out, everybody. She's not mentally capable of withstanding this.
That's, so she kills herself?
Hell of a.
That's where he was going. I mean, I was reading between lines. I know his face.
Is that where you're going?
I don't know if you've heard, but that sometimes that happens.
People kill themselves. Yeah, that's happened before.
Over shit like this.
What happened to Kennedy?
Over being in love. Oh God, here we fucking go. That's what happened to Kennedy. Yes, he shot himself from a book depository.
I mean, let's not be out of control. He did pay for it, though.
Right.
Oh,
fucking
man.
Jesus.
It never gets old.
Gotta love these combos.
Yep, gotta love them.
All right, so what's the end game, T.O.?
Fuck, I don't know.
Is there a game?
I don't know how it doesn't end up bad. It, like, worse than it is. Like, I don't know that.
Yeah. Not gonna end well.
No, and the thing is, you know, he's been called out for this. He's probably gonna lose his job. He'll go back to Mexico and get paid a shit ton there and work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this didn't even happen in Mexico.
No. He might have gained some fans.
Bigger.
Yeah.
That's not a joke either.
La Flama
That's
Blanca.
That's really how he feels.
La Flama Blanca.
Yeah, yeah. La Flama Blanca, pal.
But I was referring to Kenny Powers.
Yeah, La Flama Blanca.
Jesus. It was La Flama Blanca, wasn't it?
Blanca.
Okay, whatever. Blanca. Fucking
They gave
Spanish.
Him the female version of it for whatever reason.
No, but he... I don't know. I don't think he'll fucking smack her in public at least again. Maybe that'll stop. But if that's going on public, what's going on behind closed doors?
Those bruises came from somewhere.
That's the other thing.
And if she's saying, you ruined my career, and then quickly is trying to turn it around, like you said, she's not leaving him.
No.
The family is scared shitless for the brother to speak out like that. Like, they're really fucking worried. And... that's a fucking cry for help because they know that she's not strong enough.
Well, I mean, when the other... Yeah, when you've got another family member saying, please get out, I love you, that ain't good.
And the dad's supposed to be releasing a message, is what the kid said.
Yeah,
my father will be speaking on this and making a post later. So, yeah, I mean, it's probably not going to end well because what it's going to do, it's going to drive her further away from her family. All she's going to have is him. Like... it's just a fucking, it's a vicious cycle more times than not with shit like this, you see.
Mm-mm-mm.
So she'll probably never, you know, that's the other thing. If her deal was, you know, she wanted to, is trying to been, you know, trying to get released from WWE to go to Global 4, whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh.
They're not going to take on that mess now.
No. Actually, yeah, they would.
Jeff Jarrett
if
will be main
event
and shit before long.
Well, if they came up with the idea with the production team over at GFW?
Not a chance.
You never know,
They're
man.
Trying to figure out how to get Jarrett the title back.
How can we get
Think about the angle you can
TV.
Pull off, like a whole domestic violence angle. You play it in the news first. She gets fired, adding more heat to the fire.
Dude,
comes right over.
They could do so many works right now with fucking the way the media... I was thinking about this the other night. The shit that they could do...
I wish they would.
They could do works and get it over fucking so easily right now. And they don't. Because the overzealousness of people on social media and all these fucking news people out there that think they're news carriers.
Yeah.
Deadspin. And,
absolutely.
I mean, like, shit could get out very easily to where they could do some major works.
Agreed.
And speaking of, you know, we brought up fucking Dixie Carter as a joke. any chance she is in the storyline with Kurt Angle right now?
Huge chance.
Yeah, they said she's going to be appearing on Raw. Didn't
yeah, I'm almost. I'm starting to think it's going to be her.
That'd be interesting.
Does anyone know who the fuck she is?
Yes. See, you can pretend that you don't know that, like, all that shit. It's just a bad show now. It was okay for the longest time.
If you put four pictures of a chick on the screen up there, I don't know if I could pick her out. I'm not kidding.
Jesus Christ.
I never watched any of it. I really don't know if I could pick her out. Okay. I get her confused between Karen Jarrett or Karen
Do you know who
Angle.
The Monster Abyss is?
Yeah. I mean, but that was just from the gimmick.
Okay.
But I never watched that. And, like, I don't know. All I know is she's a spoiled brat that's grandma gave her a fuck ton of money, apparently, and she was a huge mark for the business.
Whole fucking thing. We'll get to that. Let's hold there. We're gonna get to it because we're going to look at Raw.
Can we stick around on GFW for one more second? I have another sure. little swerve. So they're in a big legal thing with the Hardys right now over the ownership of the Broken gimmick, right?
Right.
What is the big fucking deal here? Drop the gimmick, guys.
They have.
I mean, yeah, it's been months now. Yeah, who cares? Let the lawsuit go. I mean, who cares?
They're teasing it big time now, though.
All right, well,
you're
I mean,
talking
tease it all
about
day long. That's more heat than the actual gimmick.
You're talking about a guy. You want a guy named Vince McMahon? That's like telling Donald Trump to drop a fucking lawsuit
Good
against
point.
Common
point.
Sense. Like, no way. I've got more common sense than common sense.
Fuck Jeff Jarrett.
Well, they're gonna
exactly.
I think they're gonna run with it. I think they'll end up doing that shit before long, because they can't continue to be cheered coming out with their 90s gimmick with fucking tie or their purple t-shirts and their
have to have a smoke break halfway of the ring. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have Lita and her thong coming out with them anymore.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Look, we talk about Lita and another swerve. Fuck her, man.
Why? What'd she do?
I don't know. I was never into her. And then she ended up banging Edge, which was shitty.
Yeah, you know. Which Hardy was she even dating?
She was dating Matt.
Matt?
Yeah.
Many moons ago.
Many, many moons ago.
That led him to a fucking downward spiral.
It broke
Holy
him, sir.
Fuck.
Let's see if...
Wordplay of the day.
Boom. Smith Let's word. Get to it before we usually do this at the end of the show. Stump the snob or no?
I only have trivia for you.
You've only got trivia for me? Because
yes,
not everybody listens till the end of the show. We got to get to stump the snob. We got to do it before the end of the show. Kind of like five...
Nobody listens to the end of the show will... It's kind of
well, he's usually out of the room by the time we get to stump the snob.
Yeah, I'm usually almost asleep.
Yeah. Honestly, what I found was a really cool this week, a trivia thing. It gives you five questions and a quick little thing. Let's see, want to see how many you can get.
All right, deal. Stump the snob.
Ready?
Oh, and we don't have music.
Who was Shawn Michaels' valet at WrestleMania 9?
I think
WrestleMania 9's in Vegas. It
and
is
out of time.
Luna.
Luna, you got it. Who came to Hulk Hogan's rescue at the end of WrestleMania 8?
Ultimate Warrior.
You are correct.
I know. Come on, dude.
What did Tully Blanchard become after retiring from wrestling?
Say it again.
What did Tully Blanchard become after retiring from wrestling?
Oh, minister.
Very good.
They say his daughter's
evangelist.
Huh?
Tess.
She's in the tournament.
Who did Randy Savage defeat at WrestleMania 4 to win the vacant
WWE? Ted DiBiase.
Very good. And last but not least this week, who won the WWE Championship at WrestleMania 19?
Oh, Lesnar.
Five for five.
Bonus question. Who gave Abdullah the Butcher AIDS?
Good question.
Jesus Christ.
Everybody knows it was Terry Gordy.
Everybody
Bam.
Knows it's Hep C, not AIDS.
It was AIDS and it was Terry Gordy.
Jesus
And that's
Christ.
Our story.
Yeah.
Didn't know that, did you, snob?
Man, I was ready for picture day. Fuck.
I'll find you a picture. You go ahead and talk about this shit, and I'll find something for you.
I'm sure you'll come up with something real good.
Let's stump that snobby mother.
Yeah, you're going down, dude.
All right. Again, lineupmedia.fm. Thanks for joining us on YouTube. Check us out, YouTube, youtube.com, /numeral3horsemanshow. We're live every week. Like I said, no old school this week because we're trying to cover 2000, 2001, and it is a clusterfuck of clusterfucks. So we're sticking current, but we were eventually going to get back to the old school show. Plus, it's been a long week, man. 4th of July fucked everything up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, seemingly. Plus my excursions. Let's jump to Great Balls of Fire. Anything, T.O.? I know.
Ambulance angle, that was kind of fucking... I just don't understand the writers. The writers have they Roman Reigns is your
dramatic pause,
your big time baby. No, I'm trying to collect my thoughts on this because it's just fucking mind blowing to me. And as a babyface, the number one babyface in the company, they're trying to get him to. After he loses a match, they have him go up, pull the driver out of a fucking ambulance, drive it out into the parking lot, stop, put the fucking thing in reverse, and drive it into a tractor trailer. You know, a big fucking whatever. Mm-hmm. Jig. Why? Is that something the babyface does?
No.
No, not at all. So now they're trying, all right, can't get him over as a babyface. Are they trying to make him like a Stone Cold?
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
No shit. I'm waiting for the return of the Shield. That's all I'm waiting on.
Like,
if they don't do that, they're...
I miss Vic Mackey, too.
How does...
Oh, God.
How does Strowman not come out looking better than Reigns and that angle in anyone's eyes that's ever watched wrestling? They fucking run him in the back of an ambulance. He gets up and walks away with a busted up face. He comes away looking like the bigger badass. He comes away looking like more like a fucking Stone Cold like a duplicate, or he comes across as more Austin badass than Lesnar does.
In our eyes.
In everybody's eyes.
Nah, not kids. Telling you.
I just don't get it. I don't understand how they write. And then Monday night, they have him come out, get in the ring, challenge Lesnar for the title as if he didn't lose the night before.
Totally.
And then
agree.
Have another guy that came out that got beat by Lesnar the night before, and they're trying to sell that as a main event.
Totally agree.
Now, I know they have Strowman off selling his injury, but I don't get it. It's so fucking stupid.
In other matches, Neville defeated Kira Tozawa. Bray Wyatt defeated Seth Rollins. Boy, they've really fucked him. What did he do wrong besides get hurt? Big Cass defeated Enzo. Big shock there. Cesaro and Sheamus defeated the Hardys. 4-3 in a 30-minute man iron match. Sasha Banks defeated Alexa Bliss by countout. Miz defeated Ambrose via the pin. Strowman defeats Reigns by ducking the spear. Heath Slater defeated Kurt Hawkins. Are these in fucking order? Is this really how the pay-per-view went?
Yeah.
Yikes. Lesnar defeats Samoa Joe. But it must have been a decent match.
Which one?
Lesnar versus Samoa Joe.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Well, again, what comes out of it, it's just people just pick them apart for what they do with Reigns. And I agree. It's mind-numbing. Going to Raw. Oh, boy. This is what makes it tough. Got a 5-star rating out of 10 from Zonka's Raw Review. I go to, in case anybody wonders a good site to go to 411mania.com/wrestling. Go to their wrestling site. Larry Zonka writes. And
I heard of him.
Yeah, different one.
Not the same Larry?
No, not the same Larry.
Not the Zonka.
Nothing much came out of this. Boy, Finn Balor. He wasn't even on the pay-per-view?
No.
What am I missing?
Every pay-per-view, it sounds like.
I mean, I know I said he won't get back to what he was, but for God's sake. Can this Samson kid work?
No.
Mm-mm.
Ugh.
They wrestled Monday night, and Balor went over clean on him.
How many times is that?
I don't know. They'll move him on. I don't know.
To what?
I think he'll eventually do an angle with Wyatt, which will lead to the Demon.
Yeah.
Because Wyatt went over on Rollins, shockingly. So,
of all the guys they could put together and matches they could hold off on and make something.
Yeah, so I mean, I think SummerSlam Balor will come out as the Demon character. That'll be something they'll do.
Ooh, it is just...
How far are we from SummerSlam? About a month?
Yeah.
Ish, yeah.
Right around.
They got to do a lot of building.
Oh.
I think there's one more. I don't know. There's one SmackDown before pay-per-view, and I think one.
Yeah, what is that? Breakdown or?
I have no idea. They just named one of their shows "Fucking Great Balls of Fire" and didn't use the song for it. They used
generic. Yeah, they did.
Music. I heard like a generic thing. For
no,
it.
They used Jerry Lee Lewis's music.
At the beginning of it? Or
yeah.
Did they? I didn't hear it.
That was their song. Boy, what a good song to get the kids into.
Of course.
What? That guy was wholesome. Jerry.
Oh.
He had strong family values.
The main thing that came out of this was what we were talking about was the Kurt Angle thing. I got to think it's her. Love child and things like that is what they're talking they're going to have. The other way to go is Stephanie McMahon.
That's hot.
From back in the, like, from their history.
I think you're
going to
get
2000s.
Angle Triple H.
That'd That's what right. they're wanting.
I can see why.
So how does Dixie Carter, like, the whole thing with Dixie Carter doesn't make sense to me because there's no.
By the way, is Angle juicing right now?
He's big, and I've read that he hasn't taken a medical yet. And he still looks fucked up to me. I mean, like, you can just, like, he just kind of has that.
He fucking broke his neck.
I understand, but, like, he's supposedly clean and everything. I don't think he's. Dude's sweating an awful lot. Like, I don't know. I just feel like. And maybe it's just. I don't know. I just feel like his eyes sometimes looked fucking glazed.
Well, but if you had to sit through 3 hours of that
true.
Bullshit, wouldn't your eyes
I sat through
be
45
glazed?
Minutes of this and I'd look asleep. So.
The podcast, yeah.
Podcast show, sir.
Podcast Sorry, show.
No, but I.
Correct nomenclature.
The thing is, though, is if it is Dixie Carter, how does that lead to anything? Why does that. Who does that piss off? What is he done?
What do you mean, who does it piss
but
off?
What's it done? Like, if Dixie Carter is this mystery.
She's coming on their show. Who said that she could be on their show? She failed multiple times running another company. Now you just get to be on WWE? No.
Why doesn't he
That's
just,
where I see it going.
No, I know, but why doesn't he just say no? Like, I could lose my job over this. Why could he lose his job over her just showing up?
Because she just appeared on WWE 24 about him.
I understand, but he said, I love you at the end of it. Like, I just don't know how that would be an angle.
Let me ask you this. What in the fuck have you seen in the past 10 years that has made sense?
True. I mean, that's a good point. I'll take that as
they
your
can't
best.
Even Most book stated. Their best baby face.
I think it's Stephanie, and I think they're trying to, like, get people away from the obvious by this Dixie Carter shit. I think Stephanie makes the most sense to get them to Triple H.
Yeah, so it's a feud over her. So they're going backwards instead of forwards.
But again, their audience, how many people knows about the audience? I mean,
how many people know about...
That's what I'm saying. How many people know about Kurt Angle's history with Stephanie McMahon from 2004?
That's why I say Dixie Carter would be a logical thing to do. They don't have people do those things if there isn't something else. And they made it known that she was going to be on there. Did you notice that? Dixie Carter appears on a WWE documentary.
Yeah.
Dixie Carter is on TV like, oh my God, they actually acknowledged TNA existed for the first time.
True.
At least they could do something with it. Why did I even look ahead
but there's
to
no,
fucking SmackDown?
The thing is, though, there's no story angle that, like, he's put TNA wrestlers in a spot. Like, all right, so he's fucking her or whatever. He had a kid with her. Like, how does that, you know... She's been on, to your point, she's been on a WWE documentary or whatever.
That's it.
Stephanie, but
everybody knows who she is.
That's what I'm saying, but where is the harm in, like, all these threats and him being worried? And then why is Corey Graves involved?
Oh, who knows?
Like, why is he getting the message?
I don't know.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Who knows?
So that's why I would, Stephanie would make more
sense.
You
know the way they tell stories, they'll tie it all together.
Yeah, it'll be real great. But then, you know how big of, like, are they really going to put an angle on TV with them having young kids that one of the children's Kurt Angle's kid? Like, it's just not the old days. Like, Vince would have had no problem doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see them today when Triple H makes a comment, oh, you know, we could never put China in the Hall of Fame because if a kid Googles her name and sees what her past was.
Well, they had to give why they weren't putting her in.
No,
I mean, they're going to put her in.
I know. Well, they will eventually. But if he has that sentiment about kids doing that, you think he's going to subject his own kids to Googling? Oh, is what? I mean, I don't know.
It's a TV show.
Well, then they should they should run it like a fucking TV show and not a fucking PBS kids show.
Kids Hour. I looked ahead to SmackDown. There's nothing to talk about there.
Quick show this week.
Juan Cena was back.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing there. Other things I've got in the notes. Do you know WWE isn't using pyro?
Cutting back.
What the fuck?
I noticed it the other night that they didn't have it on the pay-per-view. I didn't notice it on the pay-per-view.
For safety or monetary reasons here?
I bet money.
Really? Bummer. Yeah, they got to spend $15,000-$20,000 a whack in those pyros.
Think so?
But, I mean, between the guys that's got to rig it and then all the supplies, it can't be cheap.
What's it cost to put up that giant monstrosity of a set every night?
Dude, I don't know. I wonder how many people they have in their road crew.
Fuck.
More 100? Than Metallica.
100?
I don't know about that many. I wouldn't figure you need more than 30, 40 guys.
Really?
I wouldn't think you need more than that to do that.
It's fucking massive.
And they could do that easily in a day, I bet. Put up the ring, get everything that's theirs put up. I'm sure they get help from the people.
Get everything tested for TV, get the color right, get the lighting
just
right.
Crew. I'm just talking road crew, set crew. Now, production crew is a whole other thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably got, 60 people for that.
Ugh. Could you imagine that? That's how you travel every week?
No.
Fuck that.
Scotty near. No days off.
Oh, they get days off.
That Monday? Like, you better be there, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Fucking 60 guys sitting at back that don't even get on TV. An exciting life.
TV's overrated, man. You'll never catch me on any kind of show like that.
Matt Hardy released on Twitter, if Ed Nordholm and real Jeff Jarrett don't wrap this situation with us shortly, it's going to get terribly nasty. We have lots to expose.
Damn. See, who gives a fuck? Fuck you, Matt Hardy. Just go away.
His wife, didn't she talk about him getting by with a DUI or something, or rigging the breathalyzer machine on his car?
Who did that?
Jeff Jarrett. His wife posted something about that Reba Sky or whatever the fuck her name is.
Rebby Sky.
Her too.
What?
Nah. Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to go back. Waltman posted some things over the week. Sean Waltman.
Yeah, I was curious about this. I saw this in the notes. What's going on?
And I was trying to get back to where he had put it. And his big thing was, he said, and it was in, I don't know if he was triggered to say it, or why, or what he was really getting out of it. But what he said was if the wrestling business left you behind 30 years ago, it doesn't mean that it's not still a popular thing. And I didn't know what you guys thought in terms of how he said it. But the other thing he said was in relation to the product now or to wrestling now, is he said more wrestlers are making a full-time living outside in wrestling, outside of WWE, than at any other time in wrestling since the territories died out. Now, what he's saying is more guys are doing indies, but more guys are doing podcasts.
Right,
and that really ties into what we do.
Right. I want to know how they're all making money.
You've got a name.
Well, yeah, but a name ain't enough sometimes. You know how many downloads
autograph
it takes?
Shows.
Well, I'm talking about just in podcasting. You know how many downloads it takes to make money? A lot. Let's just say that. And it ain't easy to just get downloads because you got a name either.
I agree. I mean,
It ain't an easy thing to make money in podcasting, I'll tell you that.
But these guys are getting, what are the guys getting right now? Like, what do you think Waltman and Hall and Nash get when they're going over and doing those tours in Europe?
A tour?
Yeah.
When are they doing tours in Europe?
Waltman's still
wrestling.
I know, but they went and done like three or four, like, Cornette has done them.
Depends on if they're paying for your travel.
Oh, yeah.
And then what you're getting paid to make the shot. I would guess they're getting paid standard would probably be $1,200 for a shot.
A night to go up and tell stories and ask questions.
That may be more. Plus, you have a gimmick table.
Well, dude, the fucking Pritchard and what's his nuts, the fucking one guy that does the podcast with them, the Ric Flair's fucking mark.
Conrad yeah, Thompson.
They're selling out fucking wherever WWE's doing a pay-per-view. They're selling probably 500 tickets.
Yeah, but
how much, though? I mean, $50? They're doing personal, I mean, and then they're selling the T-shirts. I mean, I do agree with him. There's a ton of ways for these guys to make money.
I agree with that,
too. Pro wrestling tees. Like, these guys, I mean, like, they're, yes, a lot of these guys have their own stores selling T-shirts that they get money. It's there.
The other thing, though, is that if you go to these things, and especially if they go overseas, I mean, overseas is a total, that's another, another thing altogether, but to the children of the Attitude Era that are now, what are we, 35, so they're, you know, 30, even in our age, like, to me, that's like me getting to meet Harley Race, or me getting to meet Ric Flair or whatever.
They're
like,
huge.
Oh, shit.
They're a lot bigger in Europe.
Yeah, because they haven't seen them, or they don't know them, or here, people that grew up on this stuff, that's a big deal to them. Like, to us, they're guys now because we're older. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But to the guys that were grown men when I was a kid, I'm like, oh, my God. You know, it's the Road Warriors, it's Ric Flair, it's Hulk Hogan, whatever.
So you're saying kids 10 years younger than us, 5 years younger.
Totally.
Yeah, it's a different meaning.
And they pay to go see them.
Yeah.
If it would have been, man, and see, that's the weird thing. That's when indies got.
You see Jack Swagger's trying to get $10,000 per booking?
Yeah. I remember Cody Rhodes was doing something. He was getting $5,000 a booking.
Jack Swagger, are you fucking kidding me?
World champion.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sure he's not getting.
Why do you think these guys want to get in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah.
So when you sign your name, you can sign WWE Hall of Fame.
That's true.
That changes the price, whether you want to believe it or if it's bullshit or whatever. But it's certainly something that they want and need. Oh, let me take you through the other things that Waltman said. And he said about rose-colored glasses. We look back at things and they don't look the same. The first one that he said, and this was July, so 5 days ago, what would that have been? Friday night? Somewhere in there?
Yeah.
Just because the industry moved on without you doesn't mean it sucks now. And I think he's talking to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And we sit here and bash it now. But goddamn. I mean, I know he's not going to piss on the industry that he worked for, but for fuck's sake. I don't think it's as good as it is now. And then he posted some statistics that you guys will actually find interesting. 1999 WWE revenue, $373 million. 2017 WWE revenue, $729
million. Oh.
It's just, it's global now. They have the network. They have, I mean, like, it's
so many other revenue
they've
streams.
Think about what they get off their YouTube channel. I mean, just little ways of to make money.
That's what you got to do, too. You got to sink your teeth into every single one of them. Hire a guy for every little piece of it. And because it's money you weren't getting before. And that's, I think that's they smartly did that.
Yeah, and the way Waltman put it is, he never said wrestling is as popular now as it was in the late 90s. I'm saying wrestling industry is doing very well, and I foresee it gaining more steam. He's a great follow. Sean Waltman, if you don't follow him on Twitter, follow him. He's worth a follow. Follow us, too.
So on YouTube,
his phone number?
They have 16.7 million followers.
Yeah.
So their videos they're getting a million hits a video.
That's good money.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many different streams of revenue. So my one argument at that, though, about there being a healthy
medium
for wrestlers, there might be, but there's not the end game that was once there.
Totally agree.
You have the WWE, and that's it. And they dictate your ultimate payday if you ever make it, if you ever do this or that. It's like you got guys like the Young Bucks, who I don't know fuck about, but I know they've never... They don't want to go to WWF. They've made offers. They're making more money on the indies, traveling, selling their shit.
Japan is where the money's at.
And that's where you see guys going now. But Japan's not locking them into only doing their shit. They're letting them wrestle indies here and in the UK and on Ring of Honor. So does it become, you know, are you going to continue to see more and more guys go that route?
Yes.
What's his name? Ziggler. I mean, we've said that at the same time. He goes and does that, and then there's a chance to reinvent yourself, come back, and
get shit on again.
Yep.
Seriously, because that's what happens.
Circular.
It's circular, but I say this, and I don't know if you guys will agree with this. I say there are more old-timers, and I say there are more guys outside WWE that make a better living than the mid to low-card guys in WWE.
Give examples.
How about Kevin Nash?
Never heard of him.
Compared to
R-Truth.
See, they love R-Truth. I bet R-Truth's making $300,000 a year.
You don't think Kevin Nash is?
I don't know. If he wanted to, if he worked his dick off.
In wrestling? Because I'm sure he makes that from all of his Magic Mike money.
His residuals and shit.
Those guys have legends contracts.
Yeah, I mean.
Those guys can go anywhere they want at any time. I say a guy like, who's the big guy in Japan right now?
Omega.
Kenny Omega is making a better living than any mid to low carder in WWE. I say guys like, I think Bruce Pritchard's making more money now than most mid to low card guys in WWE.
Oh, well, his fucking, yeah.
I think Shivani's going to make that kind of money eventually.
Really?
Okay, so here's...
You got to listen to that show. I think his show is going to be as big as Pritchard's.
Here's the 2017 male wrestler salaries from Forbes.
You think all these guys are making $300,000? Not the case.
Dude.
It's not the 90s.
Zack Ryder's making $500,000.
But he had a name.
Okay. The Miz, $712,000.
That's a terrible... I'm saying mid to low card. That is upper tier card, guys, you're talking about. If you start talking about Ambrose, Miz, Balor, Styles, these guys, they're making good money. But they are also on TV every week.
Ziggler, $900,000.
Mm-hmm.
Rusev, $725,000. What do you think Goldust makes?
Good question.
Oh, he's also an agent. 700.
This is just his wrestling compensation. They have it broken out. I don't have the other part, but this is just for in-ring.
I'll say he's making 400.
750.
725,000.
They roll that in with being an agent. I'm telling you.
This is wrestler salaries.
Okay.
Well, good for you, Dustin.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Fucking A,
so,
man.
So Cena, 2.75 base.
Are you?
7.7% on merchandise sales.
Look up all the guys that don't get on TV that go to shit every week. I know Zack Ryder is one of those now. I would love to see what all those guys, they throw in these battle royals and shit. I would love to know what they're making. Because back in 07, 08, 09, they had guys like Trevor Murdoch, Lance Cade. They had those guys making about 70 to 80 grand a year.
It's not bad for just part-time, basically.
Well, they weren't part-time. Fuck, they were the tag team champions at the time.
Were they? Wow.
They're just getting going. And I know that they bump them as they go. But those lower card guys that never make it out of that shit, you're fucked.
Hey, what's Barry Horowitz doing these days?
I'm just going through and looking. I'm trying to find more names.
I wish they still had jobbers. That's a horror show.
And I'm not saying that they've got this laundry list of guys that aren't making jack shit, but I can tell you, those guys that are charging that per shot, that are working, you know, just the weekend, those guys are making bank.
Oh, no, I agree with you 100%. And if you probably do the average of what they're making an appearance per every night on the road, I get that 100%.
I would love to see the Global Force Wrestling contracts, because if they couldn't make paydays... Or paychecks, or, you know.
See, this is just the top 10 on Forbes. They don't have the entire breakdown.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say Cena would leave. Well, Cena would. He'd make a fucking fortune. But he had a whatever. Ugh.
But I mean, like, Dean Ambrose. 2.7 million.
I can't believe that.
I
sells merchandise. It's not just the merchandise you sell in one little town. It is... how much you sell overseas. Sometimes those people see things that you don't see or like shit, or you can wear WWE over there and not be made fun of. No, I'm serious.
He's serious.
So serious.
E, stay out of this. Oh.
No problem.
Is that the first thing he said?
No problem.
I'm trying to find more than their top 10.
I wish I could think of more wrestlers. I can't even fucking name guys anymore. Not these pay-per-view payday guys. Because those guys always get shit. Okay, here's a good example. What are the two Primo, the colognes? What are they called?
Primo and Epico.
Yeah. Or, I'll give you another one. The guys that they tried to make the Road Warriors. What are they making? Okay, so I guarantee they're not making shit.
Here is a more... So, Bo Dallas, what do you think he makes?
200.
290.
He's getting TV time now.
Curtis Axel, 300.
Mm-hmm.
Darren Young, still under contract. When's the last time you've seen that dude?
I'll say he's making 190.
200. Eric Rowan.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
400.
Oh, my God.
Epico.
No way he's making over 190.
300.
Fuck off.
Jack Swagger was 450. Uso Brothers, 300 plus merchandise. So some of these guys get merchandise, some of them get travel.
Tag team guys.
Kalisto, 250.
So let's say you're paying for your travel and that's what you're living on.
Here's your Connor from the Road Warrior knockoff. What do you think they were making?
I said they weren't making over 170.
300.
Fuck me.
That's so what you said.
It looks then I take it all back.
It looks like 300 is the base. Tyler Breeze, 150. So here's female. Alicia Fox, 85. Becky Lynch, 225. Charlotte,
500.
290.
Fuck you.
Eva Marie, 250. Lana, 205. Naomi, 225.
You know women make way less
the
than that.
The shocker
men,
huh? Here, Natalya, 325.
Not surprising. She's been in the company 10 years.
Nikki Bella, 400.
Jesus Christ.
Paige, 290 a year.
She was big when she came up.
Sasha Banks, 225. Stephanie McMahon, as a performer, makes $1.7 million. Private jet usage, travel and accommodations. Part-timers, Big Show, what do you think? There's five part-timers.
940.
1.3. Brock Lesnar?
6.7.
Six, but he gets merchandise, pay-per-view, private jet usage, and accommodations.
Nice.
The Rock, for what he made in 16?
He made $3
million. 3.5.
Boom.
Merchandise and pay-per-view. Triple H, 2.8 with private jet usage, merchandise.
I bet he makes more than that.
That's just for his on-screen.
It's for his wrestling, man, wrestling.
Undertaker, 2.2 and has all the same incentives. That's fucking insane.
What did Doink make his last year? I'm just curious.
Jesus. He would be.
Kevin Owens, 9.0.
Genius.
Or nine,
not
950.
Much.
Both ahead and behind his time.
Who?
Kevin Owens, 950,000.
He's soon to get a bump.
Yeah, he's good. Cocaine. I haven't seen his documentary.
You got Balor on there?
Nope.
Fiend Balor, as Brian Alvarez would say.
Fiend.
As in Fiend. Finish.
Baron Corbin, 285,000.
God, please don't let him get over that.
Let him get a hairpiece. Fucking dude.
They gotta plug him up eventually.
Whoa. He got a bunch of shit last night because I guess after the dark, he is in the dark show main event and lost. Oh, here's a good one. Mark Henry, 877,000.
Yep.
After he lost last night, I guess there was a kid crying at ringside, and he went over and hugged the kid. I guess it was a family member, apparently. Had to have been for someone crying that he lost. But he's been calling
Keeping kayfabe alive.
Well, he's been calling people marks on social media and all this, so people just fucking lit him up.
Good.
Where's the kayfabe, you mark? Mark, you marking for the kid?
He is marking for the kid.
But just fucking funny. All right, I'm going to stump you right now.
Oh, good. Here it goes.
I want you to name the wrestler.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me to name, like, who are the tag team champions
nope.
on a show right now, because I wouldn't fucking know that.
The wrestler on the left.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
How many times are we going to stump the snob today?
This guy right here.
Three, two, one.
Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Wrestler on the left.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, he's really stumped, ladies and gentlemen. He's scratching his chin. You can probably hear that in your ear now.
No, because he's somebody. And I
wrestling Mario Milano.
God, and I can see him. Because that's not what he looked like when he got popular.
You can see him, Punk?
I don't know who it is. I know who it is because I wrote the name, but I don't know who it is.
All right, you got me. Who is it?
Bullshit.
Spiros?
Arion. Is it Spiros Arion?
Yeah, but I...
That's fucking incredible because I was going to say you're going to show me a picture of Spiros Arion because he used to wrestle San Martino in the fucking Garden. In fact, did he hold the... I know he held the tag titles.
So has the snob been stumped or not?
Yeah, he got me with Spiros Arion. I would have, if you'd have given me a picture in the 70s, I'd have had him. But that's before he got big. I say big. Big in New York, which is pretty fucking big. So they got me with Spiros Arion, and I got Johnny Rod, so I'm fucking...
Johnny Rod!
1-for-2. Damn. Okay, let's get out of here.
Oh, thank God. I mean, yay! I mean, wait a minute. It's been a short show today.
Oh, fuck off. you know, if you'd get into this shit...
I can't help it. It's really worse than a soap opera at this point.
Yeah.
It'll get better.
I'd rather watch Cops.
Least, once SummerSlam goes, and start building towards Mania slowly. They'll start things will start being weeded out, and it'll again better is not good from what we're used to and what we grew up on, but it'll be better than what's on now. Have to be because it's fucking garbage right now. I'm actually kind of intrigued by Monday night.
I will tune in for that.
Yeah,
you heard it here first. We're actually going to watch Monday night.
Not I. Just saying, fuck you. I got better things to do.
What are you going to do?
I don't actually have cable, so I can't really watch it.
Yeah.
They don't play it on the network, do they?
No.
It doesn't matter. I don't have that either.
Stump me again.
Yeah.
Fucker.
Now, I'm actually going to this weekend. I'm going to get a sign up for one of those TV over internet services, Sling TV. You ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, we got Game of Thrones getting ready to come out, and I want to watch that when it's on, so I'm just going to get that service.
That's huge for you.
Yeah.
That you think that show's that good?
Yeah, you get a free month and then pay $20 for the next month, and then I got to watch all of it for $20.
Yeah. Ballers is coming back on with The Rock. What else? Vice Principals.
Is that coming back, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I loved that show. I want to see what happens with old Neil Gamby. Get shot, didn't he?
Neil Gamby in the parking lot. Yes.
Fucking Gamby.
Yeah.
Is it in relation to Bambi?
Maybe. Remember the kid from that Hoosier show on...
Go on.
On MTV down in West Virginia.
Bam Margera?
No, they lived in the...
if you'd have given me that, I'd have gotten it.
The Freddie Blassie with him?
Yep.
Oh, shit. What was it called? They lived in the Holler.
So you all
know. Oh, you talking about the Justified?
No, it was a reality show. That's it was these fucking...
on YouTube, that is Spiros
Arion. The kid died. His last name was Gandhi. So
Gandhi, like Gandhi?
Gandhi Candy.
I don't know.
Shane Gandhi.
The fuck are you guys talking about?
It was a reality show on MTV. Buck Wild.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it was like Jersey Shore, but West Virginia.
I loved me some Jersey Shore, not going to lie.
I mean, this cast was just a bunch of hill jacks.
No.
Oh, yeah, that looks nice.
I
don't know. They look pretty normal. That kid has a sleeve to shirt, but whoopity doo.
He's the one that died.
Whatever.
This girl got arrested for like.
Meth.
Hiding Oxycontin in a barn or some bullshit, I'm wanting to say.
Piss poor job. She tried to hide Oxy in a barn and still got caught.
Yeah.
A little bitty pills. That's a big ass barn.
Fucking done.
Just go like this. You're done.
I don't know how all those horse pills got in here.
Not my barn.
There you go.
Hey, he fell asleep in his car or something and
left the air on?
Carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh, bummer, man. You'll have that. Yep.
Well, what's
been real?
Candy. Hey.
Some of that Gamby Camby.
Hey, we're getting out of here for the Three Horsemen. Big Easy, T.O., Corey will be back next week. We're actually going to finish up the fucking Monday Night Wars and all that. So we'll be back. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
ThreeHorsemenShow.com. Bye. Yeah.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.